KI-4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI-4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI-4DOS. We'll now begin roll call. Sorry about that. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. This being Wednesday night, the RAG 2 portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the RAG 2 portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had quite a number of folks to use the pre-check-in function of the repeater tonight. We'll run through those and then we'll go from there. Say good evening, KA3JCA, that's Mr. Richard. KA4JCA, that's Miss Sally. And KA4ACL, that's Miss Ashley. They're all down in Simpsonville. Richard brings along K3DOV, that's the Upstate Amateur Radio Club in Simpsonville. And KM4JWP, that's Mr. Bryan in Rutherfordton. And W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride, and 4IEI, Miss Isla. They're up in Traveler's Rest. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Handy down in Simpsonville. And K4XMR, that's Mr. Mel, he's in Prosperity. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ. That's Miss Linda, they're in Piedmont. And KO4RUR, that's Mr. Chris over in Greenville. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy at Table Rock. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben in Simpsonville. And KJ4UHF, that's Mr. Jack in Greenville. And N4ASW, that's Mr. Tony in Asheville. And KF4NXY, Mr. David, and his sweet bride, AF4SX, Miss Marie. They're down there in Possum Kingdom. And KO4RMM, that's Mr. Kurt. He's over in Greenville. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John in Brown Summit. And KX4YM, that's Mr. Scott, he's over in Greenville. And N4JBM, that's Mr. Jerry, he's in Campobello. And W2MJB, that's Mr. Mark. And his sweet bride, KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy, they're down in Simpsonville. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's in Anderson. And K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy, and she's Y up in Charlotte. So that completes all the pre-check-ins we've got tonight, folks. Had quite a number of them. We'll move up to the alphabet now because I don't see anybody up on Echo Link for the time being. So we'll go to the alphabet starting with M through P. Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Brenna, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Craig, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
AI-4DOS. Please check in and out. K4OSH, Kilo 4 Oscar Sierra Hotel, Pat in Malden. No traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir, and say hello to Miss Joy.
Please check in. Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MT, Matt, Western Greenville County. Be negative and negative. 73 and all the net, and tell Miss Joy I said hello.
DOS. To check in, Kilo Echo 0, Mike Uniform Mike, that's KE0MUM, Don and Pickens, and I'm negative and negative, sir. Good night.
KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband Rick. KK4DMW and their daughter Michelle. KM4MOQ. They're all down in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And K4OSH, Mr. Pat, down there in Malden. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Pat. Hope you're doing well, and I'll relay your message to Joy. And WG4MC, that's Mr. Matt. He's over in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt, and I'll relay your message in there to Joy. And KE0MUM, Mr. Don over in Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Don. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Check in Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel. KO4NNH. Sam here is Fred, mobile empty box tonight, heading work. Send to you, Gary, destroyed all the negative.
KOS. The Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. KO4NUE. Name is Chad. Location is Campobello, South Carolina. Please also Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. That's Miss Anna, also in Campobello. I have no traffic tonight, Gary. Anna will be in and out. Thank you for calling the net, sir.
4DOS, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Centerville. I'll be negative and negative.
This is KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4NNH. Mr. Fred, mobile down there in Piedmont tonight on his way to work. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred. You don't work too hard, and be safe out there on the mobile. Appreciate you being here. And KO4NUE, that's Mr. Chad and his sweet bride, KO4RYP, Miss Anna. They're over in Campobello. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Chad. Tell Miss Anna we said hello, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little while. And KO4PXB, Mr. Lloyd, down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lloyd. Hope you're doing well. Let's try Echo Link stations now. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Net control, please check in. KQ4EHJ, Tom and Easley, I've got no traffic for you.
And I would like to say good evening to KQ4EHJ, Mr. Tom, neighbor of mine over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tom. Hope you're doing well. Let's go up to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS, please check in Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo. Robert down here in Joanna. I'll be negative and negative, but listening with enthusiasm to all that follows me. 73s, everyone.
Yes. Joy, please check in N0TR. This is Tom, Norway 0 Tango Romeo. I'm located in Greer. Thanks for calling the net. Good evening to you. All the net, and I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS. In KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Chris.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KD4SRR, Mr. Robert, down there in Joanna, listening diligently. I'll get that out in a minute. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Robert. Hope you're doing well. And N0TR, Mr. Tom, over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KO4QLG, that's my other brother by a different mother, Mr. Chris, over in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you're doing well. Let's try EchoLink stations again. EchoLink station only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, good evening, Gary. If you would, check in. KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening to yourself on the net. Note negative and negative. Do be sure and tell my story hello from us.
And I would like to say good evening to KA4PQA, Mr. Stephen down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And I will relay your message to Joy. She's in the other room right now. But I'll relay your message to her. Thanks for being with us. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. We'll move up to the next alphabetical group, which is Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS, check in, Kilo Alpha 5, Whiskey, Lima, Lima, KA5WLM on net.
KA4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KA5WLL, Mr. Leroy on the RF tonight, over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Leroy, sounding good into the repeater. Hope you and your family are doing well. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. The Slim group, we'll move up to the next one, to the front of the alphabet, Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Check in, 4AFT. That's Kilo 4. 4Alpha, Foxtrot Tango, Michael in Central, I'm going to be negative for negative.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Thomas Joy, we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
DOS. Please check in November 4 Delta Juliet Charlie and 4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative. Good evening to everyone on the net.
DOS. Time, so I was using the wrong radio. Oh boy. Please check in November 4 Alpha Hotel Oscar and 4 AHO Doug and Walhalla, negative and negative 73 of the net.
DOS. Please check in K1CJW. That's Kilo 1 Charlie Juliet Whiskey, rolling in Piggins, negative, negative, and a very great evening to all.
DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo Mike for Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening to K4AFT, Mr. Michael, down there in Central. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Michael. Hope you're doing well. And W4DJW, that's Mr. Dave. He's over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And N4DJC, that's Mr. Jerry. He's down in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. Hope you're doing well. And N4AHO, Mr. Doug, down there in Walhalla. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Doug. And, yeah, it does seem to work a little better if you grab the right microphone, but don't feel bad. I've done it as well, and it probably happened again. But sounded good on the sideband net, too, Doug. Appreciate you being here. Hope you're doing well. And K1CJW, Mr. Roland over there in Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Roland. Hope you're doing well, and you won the door prize tonight. You made number 50 on my logbook. Appreciate you being with us. Hope you're doing well. and KM4BLH. Mr. Kurt, he's over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kurt. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4 Bravo Delta Romeo, W4BDR, Brian in Chesney. No traffic, in and out.
This is KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to W4BDR, Mr. Brian, over in Chesney. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brian. Hope you're doing well. And, Brian, you started your call, and I thought I wrote it down wrong for a minute. And I just happened to remember, he's a silent key now. His name was Tony. His call was November 4, Bravo Delta Romeo, N4BDR. Real nice gentleman. And I wrote his call down to start with. But I got it corrected, and appreciate you being here. All righty, where are we? Let's move on up to the Echo through Hotel, Group B through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. And Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. That is Patrick up here in Penrose. And Gary, I will hang around for comments tonight.
DOS. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZ and Harry and Chandler, and I will be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4HKX. Mr. Patrick up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. Hope you and Miss Elise are doing well. And KC4EZN, Mr. Harry up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Echo through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. To the patient group on a Wednesday night, which is India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4. Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I am James, and I am up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, where I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
DOS. Hope you enjoy your well. A lot of noise on the repeater tonight is where I'm at. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher. See if you enjoy it all of them. No traffic, no comment.
Yes. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. Thanks for holding the net.
A minute there, recheck. Let me recognize these folks. Like to say good evening to KK4JFO. That's Mr. James up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. Hope you're doing well. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid. He's up there a little further north in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Hope you're doing well. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope she's doing well, too. But tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Thanks for being with us. And KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. Hope you're doing well. Recheck, go ahead.
KI4DOS, this is KA4JCA. I got home earlier than I thought, so I wanted to say hello to you and Miss Joy and everyone on the net. Have a good night.
On the RF this evening, KA4JCA, excuse me. Started to give out Richard's call. Good to hear you on the air. Tell Rich we said hello. Hope y'all are doing real well. And good hearing you on the air, Sally. Come back again. We'd love to have you. You know that. Appreciate you coming back in there and doing the recheck. Let's see. I got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in. K
KC4SKD Larry and KG4AHS Rhonda. Both in Easley, please check us in and out tonight, Gary. Have a good evening, everybody.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening, KC4SKD. That's my neighbor Larry and his sweet bride, KG4AHS. Miss Rhonda, neighbor's mine over here in Easley. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Rhonda we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Let's see here. Let's try India through Lima again. I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
OS. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
Wes? And all on the net, please check in. Alpha Foxtrot 4, Lima Victor. Mark in Belton. And I'll be negative and negative. Thanks very much. Over.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening, KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry. And his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. You're over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And AF4LV, Mr. Mark, down there in Belton. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mark. Hope you're doing well. Let's open it up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on the net.
4DOS. First, please check in. Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie. This Juan in Greenville. No traffic, no comment. Police, 73.
DOS. It's Joy in the net. Please check in. N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. Shane in Cleveland. No traffic, no table.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K4XB. That's Mr. Tommy down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And WA4KC. That's my buddy Juan over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Juan. Tell Carolina and the rest of the family we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And N4ZLK, Mr. Shane, up there at home in Cleveland. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Shane. Hope you're doing well. Glad you're not out there on the roads tonight. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Came up on, brought the repeater up and hit their DTMF pad. Try it again. About most everybody for the time being, this is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us, all stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chute portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book, or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS. DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. The first item I got up on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Japan Radio Corporation JTS 245. It works 160 through 6 meters, has a built-in automatic antenna tuner. It has a 150-watt output, and he would like $1,600 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Come up is for sale. It's a Zayu X6100. That's a HF QRP transceiver. He has a homemade case, has all the cables and a USB cable for digital modes, and he would like $550 for it. Does anyone need any fields? up is looking for, got a fellow looking for a three-wire rotator controller. Just has three wires on it, like the old Channel Master type TV rotator antennas. It's a real lightweight. But he needs a new controller for his rotator. Does anyone need any fields? Come up is looking for, got a fellow looking for a receiver that covers ham and shortwave. He would like a solid state receiver if he could find one, but he would consider a Drake or Helicrafters or Heat Kit, something like that, that covers all the ham bands plus the shortwave. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Heat Kit, a Z1000 amplifier, covers 160 through 10 meters. Has a new power supply, new tubes. He said to call for the price of it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a four element step IR beam antenna, works 6 through 20 meters, has new motors and gears, has new brackets. He has the SD100 controller and 100 feet of control cable. He said to call for the price of it. Does anyone need any fields? The last item we got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is for sale. That's a two-element, 40-meter, full-size, monoband beam antenna. This thing works great. I've seen it in action. He would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? That's going to conclude the reading of the SwapNet book. Now, folks, that's not all the stuff that's on the SwapNet. If you go to the BRARS.cc website, you go to Hobbies, and then you scroll down in that box to where it says SwapNet, and you click on that, and then just follow directions, and it'll take you right to the everything that's on the SwapNet book. And there's a whole bunch of stuff on there. Just too lengthy to read all of them, but some of it's pretty old, and it's been on there for a while. But if you want to see everything that's on the SwapNet, that's where to find it. Let's see if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start the reg you portion. Call KI4DOS. Up on a clean, shiny, dry stump this evening is KO4NUE, Mr. Chad, over there in Campobello. Chad, what have you been up to today?
Everybody on the net. I'm not going to hang around long. I just want to drop by and say hello to you again. I went into Liberty today, visited with my cousin for a little bit, and came on back to the house and got supper ready. Got some good news here at the house. Anna got her official notification that she is officially a principal in the school district that she works for. So it's official now. We're excited and excited for her. So we celebrated with salmon for supper tonight. Other than that, not a whole lot going on. Just real excited for her.
Absolutely fantastic. I am so glad that her paperwork and everything finally came through. I know she's just tickled pink. I'll get that word out in a minute. I'm getting my tongue tangled up around my teeth. Can't see what I'm saying. But I am so happy for Anna that, of course, and I know you are, and I know she's excited. Did you have a good visit with your cousin today?
I did. We picked at each other a little bit. Like we always do, but I had a good visit with him, and got to visit with the neighbor down the road a little bit too, but like I said, I did not enjoy the drive from Easley back down through downtown. I don't know what's going on with this traffic, but it just seems like last year or so, it's got so bad you just can't hardly move half the time. I don't even like to get on 85 anymore, because it's It just seems like every time I get on it, you end up sitting for 45 minutes and not moving. So, I don't know. I just think I'll stick with Highway 11. It seems to be old trusty. But I'm not going to go through downtown anymore, especially at Christmas time. It took me forever to get home.
Oh, sorry about that. Sorry it took you so long to get home, but I do understand the traffic problems. When I come over to your place, I always go up to Traveler's Rest and go up there to 414 and jump across, go through the country over there to 14 and up, and then make a right up there and come on out to your place, which is not a bad ride. The only thing you've got to be careful of is there's a couple of fellas that got race cars on that road, and I came around the curve one afternoon. I don't remember if I was coming up there or coming home, but I came around the curve, and they had their trailer out in the middle of the road. Of course, they moved it real quick, but, you know, you don't want to speed around that road too much because it's, you know, a lot of it's a slower speed limit, but I enjoy that ride. It's, it kind of goes out through the country, and you don't have to worry about a whole lot of traffic.
We got the old trailer in the driveway. Dad uses it for storage, been using it for storage for years, but we had a couple come by tonight and said that they wanted to get on the list to rent the trailer in the driveway. And I said, well, trailer's, you know, not for rent. It's, you know, well, and she says, she gets out of the truck. She says, yes, it is. Okay, it's right here on the phone. And I says, what are you talking about? She says, well, it's we got a little community website here in Campobello. Somebody started a website where they post bulletins and news. And I says right here that, you know, the trailer at the end of this address will be available for rent 1st of December. We won't put our name on the list. I didn't know what to say, you know, other than, you know, I don't know where you're getting your list from or who posted that on a website. I didn't even know that was really a community website. But I just said, you know, it's not for rent. She said, right, am I in the right spot? Are you sure? I finally just told her, look, lady, the trailer's not for rent. I don't know who posted it on the website. Maybe you can contact the webmaster and get him to take it off. But other than that, I don't know what else to tell you. So, other than that, you know, it's always got some kind of something going on out here. And I told Daddy this afternoon, I said, we're gonna have to put a gate up. That's just all there is to it. But so many people moved in that normally they just stay at the end of the driveway. If they won't cause trouble out there, you go right ahead. But it seems like the last couple of times something's happened that's, you know, they getting in closer in on the property. So I think we just go ahead and do something about it. You know, everybody knows how to weld.
Somebody's been learning to use a cutting torch.
Maybe you for hire. I might hire you to come out here and help me build a gate. But we're gonna have to do something. Times are changing. I hate to say that, but I guess it is what it is. Country ham's getting close to being done. I got another, I think, 14, 15 days. Before I get to, you know, cut the bandages off of them and see how salt cure's going. So I got two 28-pound hams. And so I owe Rod some ham. And I'm going to bring you and Miss Joy some. You know, I got a bunch of extra so I can give away at Christmas. So tell Miss Joy, country ham's coming when the time's up.
DOS in the Blue Ridge,
2-meter net with KO4NUE. Problems like that out there at the end of the drive. Yep, you don't live real close to the street, which is wonderful. I love that. But I can understand, you know, your point of view. You're not wanting people to come on into your property and that sort of thing. And, yeah, I do know somebody that knows how to weld. And if you don't know how to weld, I know your daddy does. And I can get him to maybe give you a pointer or two. But I'll tell Joy about the ham, and I'm sure she's looking forward to it. And yeah, when you go over to Rod's, take him a big old piece of fat back. And tell him, hand him a piece of fat back and say, this is your ham.
I do that. But as far as the job, as far as welder goes, you're right. I never claim to weld. I'm bubblegum things together. But, I got the comment. You know, next time we're together, I'm going to get you for that, right?
Well, yeah, I know that for a fact.
All right. Well, listen, I'll let you go. Appreciate the picking. That makes me feel good when you pick at me a little bit. But, You have a nice evening. It sounds like you got a really good net going on, and I think you got some others wanting to talk with you for a little bit. But nice talking to you. Tell Miss Joy we said hello, and we'll see if when you get your winch straightened out or figure out what you want to do, come on down here. We'll schedule some time. Maybe Daddy can weld it for you. How about that?
Okay. Well, I started to say, well, I'm going to say it anyway. I'll let Perry do it. How about that?
I'd admit you pretty quick. But that's okay. It'll take me a little bit, but I'll get you. I'm a little slow. But you have a nice evening, Gary. I enjoyed the conversation. And like I said, when you get ready, give me a holler. We'll get it fixed up and put it on tractor or however you want to mount it. It don't matter to me. But just let me know. I'm going to clear on out and let you move on down, bud. 73s, you have a nice day, and be safe, Gary.
All right, Ted. Appreciate you hanging around there and talking with us a little bit. And, yeah, I know my time's coming. I'm just sitting here biding my time, trying to keep my feet in front of my roll-around chair I got here in front of the desk. I don't want to run over my toe again. But next time you're over here, remind me and I'll show you my welding. If you want a good giggle, a good laugh, good hearty laugh, I'll show you some welding. The thing I welded. But anyway, it's a lot of fun, and I enjoy trying to do it. But I'm worse than you. I don't use bubble gum. I use super glue. It seems to hold a little better for me. Ted, you and Anna take care, and again, tell Miss Anna we said congratulations, and we're so proud of her. And we'll talk at you a little bit later. Enjoy it there, young man. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. On the stump, which is not too terribly dirty, is Mr. Patrick, KO4HKX, up in Penrose. Mr. Patrick, what have you and Miss Elise been up to today?
4HKX. Well, Gary, I've just been running her out like normal over in your neck of the woods, and she's been up at the school there in Rosman trying to keep the office running straight, I guess.
At least as hard as yours, if not worse.
I think it's worse than mine, having to put up with the parents that call in.
Probably right there, Patrick. I would not want her job. I mean, if I had to do it to put beans on the table for the family, I would, but that don't mean I'd want to do it.
Yeah, that takes a special kind of person to sit there and want to do that job, in my opinion. I couldn't do it.
Deeply right. No doubt about it. It takes a special person. And Miss Elise is a special person. She's a very sweet lady. I don't envy your job either. You know, Chad was just talking about the traffic. I'm sure it has picked up quite a bit, and it's not just barely over Thanksgiving. Of course, they had that Friday thing,
that just went by, and there was a lot of traffic out then, but you don't run down here on Fridays, which is probably a good thing.
I can definitely tell traffic's picked up, especially the closer into town you get. And but fortunate for me, I don't have to go into town a whole lot other than Greer tomorrow. I'll be over there on Wade Hampton all day tomorrow, so I'm sure that's going to be an interesting day.
Number one thing, you a whole lot bigger than most of them.
Yeah, but I don't know. That doesn't seem to faze a lot of them anymore. I mean, they think you can stop that truck on a dime and maneuver just like a sports car.
Things hadn't changed any at all. It's amazing what folks do to those big trucks, and they don't realize some of the weight that's actually behind them, and you know what they're carrying and that sort of thing. And of course, I was behind a lady in the highway department one time, Patrick, and she was talking to another lady, and she said, "I want you to know, I pulled out in front of this truck a while ago," and she said, "I tried my best to get him to hit me." And I looked at her, and I said, "How big was the truck?" She said, "You know, one of them 18-wheelers. And I said, "Ma'am, you've got a death wish. You pull it out in front of a tractor trailer like that." She said, "Yeah, but I need the insurance money." I said, "Well, the insurance money is not going to do you any good if you did."
And most of those trucks are running dash cams now that are recording. If you pull out in front of them, it's still going to be your fault.
Exactly right. I don't know if they're still doing it or not, but back before I retired down in Atlanta on 285, you know, the loop goes all the way around Atlanta, cars were real bad about cutting in front of a truck to make it, to get off at an exit. And there was all kinds of wrecks. And the patrol officers down there had a whole bunch of cameras put up. And they started writing tickets for cars that cut trucks off. They didn't write too many for cutting another car off, but they wrote a bunch of tickets, they said, to the cars that cut the trucks off on the 285. And I said that was one of the best things Atlanta ever did.
Probably so, but I'm telling you now, I don't know if you got enough law enforcement out there anymore.
Absolutely right. There's you know, we fuss and complain about the highway patrol and deputies and the city police and everybody. But Patrick, to be honest with you, my hat's off to those fellas and ladies. I would not want to do their job. There again, you know, if that's all I could do to put beans on the table, I'm gonna do it. But don't mean I want to.
There again, it takes a special person to do that job and put up with the disrespect and just flat out meanness that is directed their way for them just doing their simple job.
That goes along with just about any occupation anymore. You know, I've read some things and looked at it on the TV and that sort of thing that, you know, wrecker drivers get fussed at and get run over, and you know, they're out there trying to provide a service. You know, the highway patrol's the same way, and the deputies. But the folks, even in fast food restaurants, you know, if you don't get your order just right, then people fuss and cuss at you and raise cane. And you know, it's it's like you said, there's a lot of bad out there. There's a lot of good out there too. Don't get me wrong. I would say there's more good than there is bad. Because if it wasn't, it would be in a world of hurt.
Correct about that. But Gary, I won't keep you long. I just wanted to touch base with you and tell you and Miss Joy hello. Haven't talked to y'all much lately. Really enjoyed going to lunch with you last week, though. I enjoyed that. And I appreciate you taking the time to answer my questions and just mentor me along the way.
You're more than welcome. I enjoyed it. But anytime you need anything, you know,
that I can help you with. All you got to do is call. And if I can't answer your questions, I'll dig around to find somebody that can. That's the way I do it, you know. I mean, there's a lot that I don't know, and I'll be the first to admit it. You know, I don't know everything, but I do know folks that do know. And so if there's a question you got that I can't answer, we'll get somebody that can.
That one more thing before I leave. I said, you know why my wife is so sweet, right? She's married to this pot of sugar.
I knew there was something coming, but I didn't know what it was. But I tell you what, she is a sweet lady. And you are a good husband and a nice man to be around. Well, I'm not going to jump into that. I ain't going to get into that with both feet. I'm going to try to keep my mouth shut for a change, which is unusual for me. But tell Miss Elise we said hello. Hope y'all are going to have a great evening, what's left of it, and a real fine rest of the week. And when you get down in this neck of the woods, probably, I think we decided it would be next week or whatever, just like give me a holler and I'll come meet you somewhere, and because I want to look about those impacts. And we'll go from there at that point in time.
I had to do that. This is KO4HX. I'll be clear now. You tell Miss Joy Vitello, 73.
Yep, you take care. Enjoy talking with you this evening. You need to do it a little more often. We'll do it again in the near future, I hope. 73 is a good young man, and tell Miss Elise we said hello. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
OS, please check in Kilo Mike 4, Uniform Delta Lima, KM4 UDL. This is Jack. I'm operating out of Welford, South Carolina tonight. And I would like to hang around for a little bit of RACQ. Just have a few questions.
What DOS? Please, one more in. K4ROW, Richard Greenville. No traffic, no round table. Good evening.
KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KM4UDL. Mr. Jack over there in Welford tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jack. Be right back to you. As soon as I recognize Mr. Richard, K4ROW over there in Greenville. Richard, there's always room for you there, young man. Even if I have to turn a third page over, that would be fine with me. Don't have a problem with it. But I appreciate you being with us. I hope you're doing well there, young man. Next stop is KM4UDL, Mr. Jack, over there in Welford tonight. Jack, what can we do for you tonight?
Best KM4UDL. Hey, Gary. I just had a quick question regarding... Does the Blue Ridge Amateur Society still administer ham radio exams at the Red Cross building off of, I think it's Old Grove Road? Do they still administer exams every third Saturday? I think it's at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock of each month.
It's the West Cars VE team. And yes, we still give the test at 9 o'clock the third Saturday of the month, which will be, let me look at my calendar, 17th, which is on a Saturday, the third Saturday, as a matter of fact, and we'll be there. The VEs get there, a few minutes before 9 so we get the room set up, but be there about 9 o'clock, and the cost is still $10. It hadn't gone up any. And you've already got an FRN number, so bring your FRN number. Make sure you've got that. And a picture ID, and that's all you need.
Gary, I do appreciate that. Believe it or not, when I got my general license back in 2019, you were actually a part of the group. I don't believe you were one of the administering examiners, but you were there in the building when I got my general license, and we had a chance to meet. I used to operate out of Conestoga, and I would check into the 146610 net occasionally. So, but we have had the chance to meet in person. I'm
I bumped my head hard enough and decided I think it's about time to graduate to the extra class. So I've been studying and just wanted to make sure that y'all were still holding exams up there. I know COVID kind of changed a lot, so just wanted to verify that.
You're still up there, and I can't say that I remember you per se, but when I see your face, I'll probably remember you. I remember faces better than I do names, which is maybe good, maybe bad. I don't know. But look forward to seeing you over there, and I know you've been studying, and I know you'll do well on the exam, and you'll walk out of there with an extra class license, which will be wonderful. You know, people that don't think extras gives you that much more, but there's a lot of, you know, a lot of times you get on HF if you're a general and you realize it's the guy that you want to talk to. Oh, he's in the extra class portion of this band, and I can't quite get to him. But then you don't have to worry about being out of bounds and, you know, not where you're supposed to be and all of that. That's one good thing about it. And then again, you know, if you decide you want to be a part of a VE team or something of that nature, you can do that. And, well, you can do that as a general, but you can't give the extra test, of course. But you'll enjoy it, and I know you'll do well on the test. And it's at 940 Grove Road, just down from the hospital, across from the new VA hospital, at the Red Cross building. And we even gave tests during COVID. They wouldn't let us in the building, so we did it in the parking lot. Let the people sit in their cars, and the VEs walked around and, you know, kind of kept an eye on everybody out there in the parking lot, but they sat in their vehicles and took the test. So we're still there, and I'd love to have you come out.
Gary, I definitely appreciate it. That's awesome to hear you guys are still giving the test in the middle of all that. That's pretty awesome. Yeah, you are correct. You know, it does open up a lot more. And my main reason in wanting to study a little bit deeper is just to, you know, kind of get a little more familiar with the rules and the reg. My next goal in AM radio is to start kind of getting on the HF side. I've got a lot of interest in QRP, kind of low power transmit, CW stuff. Really kind of been trying to learn my Morse code and wanting to kind of get up on the HF bands. I'm super familiar with VHF, UHF. Haven't ventured out onto the HF bands, primarily due to just, you know, financial restriction and stuff like that, but have recently stumbled upon some ways to kind of get on the air, on the HF air on a budget. So that's kind of my next goal, and studying the extra class pool, question pool, has kind of helped me get a better understanding of kind of what's going on out there. So I agree with you 100%. But anyway, Gary, I do appreciate it. That's all from me. So I'll go ahead and hop off here. So CAF4 DOS, KM4 UDL 73 is on the net. And I do appreciate it, sir. Thank you.
Well, come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you. You know, we're here every night on the net. That starts at 9 o'clock. Mine runs a little bit long, and some of them don't run quite as long as mine do, but I've got the swap net, and that's the reason it lasts a little bit longer than some. But we'd love to have you come back as often as you can, and I'll be looking forward to seeing you on December the 17th. If I don't say something to you when I come in the door, or you come in the door, come over and holler at me. I'll have my little name badge on and my call sign and that sort of stuff. And look forward to having a here, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. Enjoyed it there, Jack. Like I said, come back as often as you can. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Anyone for comments, or is there anyone else that would like to make a comment? Call KI4DOS.
4DOS and 4ZLK.
Okay, go ahead.
I wanted to ask a question. Maybe somebody, you or somebody, could answer that's listening. It's about jumpers between tuners and switches and meters and things like that. For HF, VHF, does it matter if it's if the jumper's just little short pieces of run, obviously. Does it matter what size coax? Could it be the smaller, thinner diameter, or does it have to be the larger size? Does it work better, or does it really matter?
It's pros and cons, you know. It does up to the individual. I like using the smaller diameter coax, you know, like the RG58, for small jumpers between my radio and my antenna tuner and my antenna switches and that sort of thing. The reason being, it's not as stiff as the RG8, you know, the big coax, and it's a little more flexible, and you can bend it and move it around a little easier. I haven't experienced a whole lot of signal loss in short pieces like that. But that's just my opinion, and that's what I use here at the house. I mean, I've got a small coax going from one radio into an antenna switch, and then out of the antenna switch, I got another small piece that goes over to an antenna tuner, and then from the antenna tuner, I run the big stuff straight out to the antenna. Now, I've got a couple of other monoband radios that run straight to the antenna, you know, and I just run the straight big coax straight into that. But just for jumper wires, or, you know, jumper cable, I use the smaller stuff.